This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
On Thursday evening, the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District hosted its 75th annual meeting. Several items were on the agenda, including a presentation by the World Bird Sanctuary. One item discussed was a recent change that's taken place related to district conservationists. I had a chance to follow up with Annette Holmes, who serves as the assistant state conservationist in Area 2 of Illinois, which includes Montgomery and 25 other counties. She explained what reorganization has occurred and what we can expect to see as a result of the redistricting.
What's going on is that the Natural Resources Conservation Service, we work alongside of our soil and water district partners in the various local field offices, went through a reorganizational effort here in November of 2015. And what's going on is that we have now restructured into 34 district groupings throughout Illinois. What this does is allows us to have a lot more efficient use of staff and letting people get back to some of their greatest talents that they have and try to best serve our customers out here. We've got a lot of different folks here in West Central Illinois. I have 9 district groupings that have a lot of various needs, and so it just gives us a lot more flexibility to utilize our staff in some good ways to get more conservation on the ground.
How were these changes initiated? Was this in a response to the lack of the state budget, or was it not a funding issue, or can you give us any insight about that?
How we came to this realization is that, you know, over the years we've been continuing to change as an agency. And, of course, budget is always something that we do think about, but also looking at giving the best possible service to our customers. And so we had to sit down and really come up with a structured plan to help us be more efficient in our field offices. This effort is really here to better serve our customers, to allow us to be able to help place staff where we need in order to help our local customer there in the field, as well as get our other administrative work completed within the office as well. So it's kind of a twofold situation. Yes, it is partly looking at our budget so that we can be strategic in being, you know, most efficient with the funds that we receive, but it really also is increasing our customer service is what we were looking at as well.
2016 will be the first full year for the changes to be in effect. As you said, they took place in November. Do you expect to see any changes in services or programs that you've offered previously, or are there any goals or plans for the new year?
Actually, I look for some increases. Some of the things that I'm really looking forward to with the reorganizational effort is the fact that we're going to be able to work across those county boundaries. As you discussed, we were there in Montgomery County just last night, and there's a lot of things in that particular district grouping. You've got Macoupin, Montgomery, and Christian counties, and there's a lot of activities that those folks already partner together on that already bleed over those county boundaries. And I'm looking forward to this coming year and future years as we move forward for us to be able to work very smoothly across those county boundaries to really get some real conservation on the land. I know there's a lot of shared watershed projects, there's a lot of planning efforts, and there's a lot of things that those counties have that are similar. While they're all different, but they also have a lot of similarities and some of those common values that'll just help launch things in a positive direction.
Are there any conservation efforts that are going to be in the main focus this year? I know nutrient loss reduction strategy is something that's been a hot topic. So are there any practices that are going to be the main focus?
Wow, that's a great question, Katie. There's always new things that seem to show up on our radar. Right now, hopefully that there's a lot of folks that have heard about our environmental quality incentives program. It's really taken off. We've got a lot of special initiatives that are going through those, through that particular program that cover everything from our basic conservation structures and stabilization practices to wildlife habitat, to forestry, drainage water management, cover crops, nutrient management, and the list goes on. Confined livestock, grazing livestock, it covers a wide variety of practices. So that's a program that we're still continuing to have and service that we're looking forward to helping us as we move forward. We also have the conservation stewardship program that's out here that is actually rewarding those producers that are doing a good job with conservation and encouraging them to do maybe taking it one step further with conservation to get some additional enhancements on the ground as well. We also have our WRE, which is our Wetland Reserve Enhanced Program, where we work with folks that want to do wetland restoration, and we can work with them. We have some easement programs. Of course, I don't want to forget our other partner agency programs that we have out there as well through both FSA, which is CRP, and even our Soil and Water District. They do have funds at various times to do various conservation projects as well. But those are some of the things that are on our forefront as we're moving forward here this particular year.
Annette recommends visiting your local county offices for more information. Annette Holmes, Illinois Assistant State Conservationist for Area 2. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show this morning. I'm Katie Bowles.